The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Ahoy, and welcome to the Boating Hour with Captain Rick. The Boating Hour brings you the latest and greatest essential information about everything that sails, floats, or motors upon the high seas of Southern California. From land lovers to old salts, there'll be something for everyone. So climb aboard and get ready to sail with Captain Rick.
Ahoy out there and welcome to the Boating Hour. I'm Captain Rick and I want to thank you for joining us here on AM 870. We're here every Saturday at 4 p.m. and please be sure to visit us on the web at theboatinghour.com. And now on social media, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Rumble, the Boating Hour with Captain Rick. Thanks to our sponsor for our show today. For a healthy gut, the best probiotic on the market, Livia One Probiotics. Natural, organic, and allergen-free. Today, I have squeezed in the show Steve Potter from Santa Monica Windjammers Yacht Club. Ongoing right now, as you're listening, is the Super Bowl Regatta with all the kids. Steve, thanks for joining me on the radio show.
Well, it's my pleasure.
It's really exciting. I'm glad you're taking the time to talk to us. I want to emphasize that these yacht clubs are not exclusive. Anybody can come on down, bring their kids, get a tour of the club, and see all the wonderful activity that's going on. And my question to you is, how long have you been doing the Super Bowl Regatta? It's so exciting. So many participants. It's been going on for a couple of years, of course, the couple-year breakdown. But I want to know how you got into doing this, because you do an unbelievable job of getting these kids out there racing and learning sailing.
Well, it's the Super Bowl Regatta started in Marina Del Rey in 2008 as a Lido 14 event only because Anacapa Yacht Club had a problem with their clubhouse and couldn't continue the event. So within a couple of years, we added classes, and then kids started showing up, and it's exploded since then.
Wow, you had a couple-year lockdown. That was unfortunate. I remember that. I didn't put the two and two together. I think I was in that 2008 in Aledo, and I just didn't put the two and two together, so I didn't even know that. Of course, I'm helping you sponsor that. We got the radios from Raycom out there. I'm going to try to get race committees using the two-way radios because they don't have the drop zones and all the problems with using mobile phones out there. And VHF radio, of course, it's public. So, I'm pretty excited about being involved in that. So let me ask you this, Steve. So the kids, how young are you? I see some of these young kids inside the harbor in, I guess, the Sabbats. And some of them look, what, 6, 7, 8 years old? What's the youngsters that are there? How young are they?
Typically, the youngest are 7, and we have a special novice class called the light green class, and that's where you'll see the 7 and 8 year olds that are just starting their sailing careers.
You know, it's amazing when I see the youngsters, and I try to come out every year to help with race committee. You know, I was on race committee. I just don't have the time. But I tell you, the race committee at the Windjammers Yacht Club, what a job they do. The volunteers that come on, they got races throughout the year. Give us a little idea of what kind of races go on throughout the year that the race committee puts together for the Santa Monica Windjammers.
Well, each year we start with the charity regatta, the Super Bowl charity regatta. Then we host a midwinters event in February. That's for cruising boats and also for handicap boats, meaning they race against a handicap. And then we have a series of fairly casual races, which is called the barbecue series. And we do a one called the Outlaw, which is a very fun 30-mile sprint from Marina Del Rey to Long Beach. And then we have a couple of kind of competitive one or designed to be competitive for the PHRF handicap boats and as well as cruisers.
Wow.
We put on events year round.
Yeah. And what a dedicated group of committed individuals that are on a race committee putting this stuff on. It's like a full-time job for these people, so it's really great. So the Super Bowl Regatta, what's the charity event? What charity is connected to this event?
So any net proceeds go to the Santa Monica Bay Sailing Foundation, which raises money and provides grants and assistance to kids that sail based in Santa Monica Bay.
Wow.
So from any yacht club, as long as they're within the region, they can get some support. They do a lot of first-timer scholarships at various junior programs for summer camp, competitive grants. They've been an incredible help growing our junior program, which I established in 2014.
Oh, wow.
And all sorts of great things to help kids achieve their dreams.
Wow. So it's been going on more than a decade. What, about 15 years? Not including the couple of year unfortunate when you couldn't get out there. But, you know, that's really exciting. I'm glad to participate and help and get this. Is this year we have the boating hour on the bag. So I'm really, really proud to be part of that. That's kind of exciting. I'll be running around telling everybody and, you know, and showing pictures of, you know, me with the bags and you know, the kids. And you've also a couple other – let's plug the other sponsors or people that have been involved.
So Sailing Supply, which is a boating supply house in San Diego, is one of our original sponsors, and the second is Ullman Sails. They've been a sponsor ever since we turned it into a charity regatta in 2011, and then some other notable sponsors, obviously, would be the Boating Hour, and
yay.
We also get support from other sailmakers, typically UK sailmakers here in Marina Del Rey.
And don't forget the pizza.
And Sampa's Pizza. Thank you very much. They provide sandwiches for the race committee and pizza for all the participants. And and they get really excited to do it. So it's wonderful to have them as a sponsor. It's pizza with a Brazilian twist. Lots of people say the best pizza in Marina Del Rey.
I think so. I really enjoy it. I absolutely love I love these regattas. They're so exciting. You know, I haven't been racing myself, but I'm trying to participate and donate time for race regattas, maybe Mark Sipp boat or photography or to help sponsor. So it really is exciting. I want to ask you, Steve, because I've known you starting. I believe I was in that early, those Lido. I have a Lido. I still have it. Haven't been out on it lately, but it's a wonderful boat. I used to trail it around. But how did you get into sailing? I got into sailing as a scout. I've never been a really good champion competitive sailor, but I like getting out there. But you're running this program. How did you get involved? How did you start this program? And what's your background getting into sailing?
Well, as a kid, we used to do goof around sailing, but nothing serious. And then I moved out away from the Detroit area to Colorado in the mountains. And my business partner owned a 20-foot boat that raced just outside of Rocky Mountain National Park on the west side
Wow.
of the Front Range. And that was my first exposure to racing. And we'd go down to the Denver Boat Show and follow the America's Cup at the time. That's one of the years that Dennis Conner lost it. So it got very exciting. And then I moved to California, to LA, in 1986 and used to go to the gas dock to pick up rides on Wednesday nights and settled in a crew and sailed with the same team for about 20 years. We got real competitive on various boats. And then in 2014, I decided to get back a little bit. I had seen the Yacht Club struggle trying to start a junior program. And that's when I formed ours with five Sabbaths, three of which were worked, and a couple of really silly coach boats. But it grew. It has grown to the point where we can't grow anymore. We're out of dock space and facilities. So it's been a fun ride, and it certainly keeps you young.
Yeah, I could imagine. You know, one of the things that I enjoy so much is reciprocals and being a member of a club. I wander around to different clubs and they roll out the red carpet. I walk into the Windjammers and a few people know me. I was volunteering for a while on race committee. But when I go to other clubs, they're so excited. What club are you from? I absolutely love that. So I wanted, if anybody's listening, this regatta is going on right now. As we speak, there's boats coming on in, and you're welcome to come to the club, Santa Monica Windjammers on Mindanao. Just go into Marina del Rey, past the Trader Joe's, come to the club, get a tour of the club and meet some of the juniors, get your kids involved, and come out and meet these people. It's pretty exciting. And, of course, Raycom for providing radios, the two-way radios. So Raycom is a wonderful new sponsor to the show. Steve, this is absolutely amazing. The reciprocals thing, do you use that? Do you travel a lot and go to the other clubs?
I travel a lot to compete at other clubs. Not so much. Well, that's not true. You know, if I'm in an area and I haven't been to a club that I've heard of, I will go out of my way to take a tour, introduce myself, you know, show my card, and they love it. And it's always fun to see and sometimes swap bergies with clubs and space places where you travel and always wanted to kind of see that yacht club you've never visited.
Yeah, that is one of the exciting things. And you mentioned, you know, the Wednesday nights and being on the gas docks that was put on by California Yacht Club that had an unfortunate fire burned down. And I guess, are the Wednesday nights still going forward? Are they able to keep the volunteers and the crew together? And are they able to continue with the Wednesday nights?
They just sent out a notice informing all of us racers that their program is going to be up and running 100%. They were talking about a heated high top or big heated high top. So I guess it's kind of like a circus tent to take care of hospitality and stuff. So they're going to go 100% this season while they figure out how to rebuild their clubhouse.
Well, I hope that happens. It's an absolutely iconic club. And I know that that the Windjammers have stepped forward and they're allowing the Coast Guard Auxiliary, one of the flotillas met at the Santa Monica, California Yacht Club, and they're now going to be meeting until they rebuild the clubhouse. So thank you for the Windjammers board for allowing the Coast Guard Auxiliary. I'm in the Coast Guard Auxiliary, but not the flotilla. So I saw them there and bought a few of them drinks at the bar. You got a wonderful bar and grill. You guys do a really good job with the bar and grill. So for a while, you know, you didn't have a bar and grill, I guess. And now you have a provider, Israel, that does an amazing job. So kudos to the bar and grill at the Santa Monica Windjammers. That's fantastic. So a couple other things I want to ask you. So have you had any of the young sailors that are now, you know, teenagers and sailing in college? Have they come to see you and thank you? Are you getting to see the kids as they're getting older?
Yeah, definitely. So we have one that's quite competitive. She's still in high school. But she started with our program at six.
Oh, wow.
So, that was when we still started people at six. And she took to sailing quickly, very driven. And so she is working her way up through the ILCA, the now ILCA, used to be the laser class. and competes internationally, move to the Bay Area. And when they come to town for a competition, they stop by or surprise us at a regatta. And it's wonderful to see see people like that. Another past instructor just donated us an I-14 boat because he's doing so well as an international boat captain. He's not going to be in Marina Del Rey or long enough to sail it again for the very long future. So it's great to see him and how well he's doing. And we have another student turned instructor turned veterinarian. So
It's
wonderful. Yeah.
That is so exciting. You know, I've lost track of I had a couple America's Cup shows, and they've changed the boats around. Now, I guess in this next Olympics, they have a co-ed class, so it's a male-female. Are you familiar with that? What class, what boats are they using? They no longer have the star boat. I used to know a lot of the star sailors, but they no longer have the star, and they have all kinds of new classes. So are you familiar with the classes coming up in the next Olympics?
So the mixed dinghy in the next Olympics is the 470, and that used to be men's team had their own class, and the women had their own class. They've kind of merged that, so that's very exciting. We'll see boats skippered by men, boats skippered by women. It's a very exciting boat, and it's been in the Olympics for since about 1984.
Oh, wow. Okay. And of course, the Olympics coming to Long Beach in 28. So you're going to be involved in that? Do we know what's going on yet? Have they come up with the classes and the venues, or are they just starting to work on that now?
The classes aren't 100% set. The venue, I'm sure the racing will be outside of, will be in the Long Beach Harbor. Sadly, they're not going to, they're not guaranteeing a Paralympic start for that regatta. They're eliminating it for 2024 in Paris. So, you know, hopefully we can push and get them to reconsider. And it's a pretty exciting event for people that are challenged physically to sail, right?
Wow, that's exciting. Well, Steve, I want to thank you for coming on the show and sharing. If you're listening, if you're in earshot, go down to the Santa Monica Windjammers Yacht Club on Mindanao Way, just past the Trader Joe's, and show up to the club and meet the people, get a tour of the club and watch all the kids coming in, and maybe stay for the trophy presentation. And I won't tell anybody, sneak a pizza from the one of the sponsors. Yeah, this has been great. Steve, thanks for coming on the show and promoting the thanks for running this thing. It's absolutely amazing what you've done. You've done a great job. I know when you started this, it was, you know, barely a dozen boats, and now every year, 70, 80, 90 boats. How many did you have last year? You remember?
We had 88 and a few that sailed that we don't know exactly how many, but we had 88 registered on the water.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. So looking like...
It's been really fun, Rick, and thanks so much for your generous sponsorship. You know, everything you spend helping with the prizes and stuff like that goes directly to charity, right? So thank you very much.
Yeah, I really enjoy being a part of it. And, it's lovely seeing the kids out there. I know that the programs I was in as a kid, whether it was a scouts or going to the marina, you know, or camping and, of course, sailing, rowing, all those activities really helped me as a youngster. And I'd like to see that, you know, that grow. So, you know, L.A.'s got a lot of problems. And I think the solution is getting these kids out in activities. And this is a tremendous activities. So, again, Santa Monica Windjammers, it's going on right now. Go down to the club. And it's wonderful. Email Captain Rick if you'd like to be on the show. And this has been fantastic. So Steve Potter from Santa Monica Windjammers Yacht Club running the juniors program. Very successful Super Bowl regatta. Thanks again, Steve, for coming on the show.
All right. We'll see you after the show.
Okay. Fantastic. Thanks. Well, that was great to talk to Steve. The Super Bowl regatta going on right now at the Santa Monica Windjammers. But right now, I've been able to reach Bart Hall. Bart Hall's got an amazing show. He just came off of the Long Beach show. Bart, thanks for joining Captain Rick. I want to talk about your upcoming shows.
Well, good. Thank you, Rick. I'm always nice to talk to you.
Now, this is fantastic. So what's coming up in February?
Well, in February, we do three shows a year. You know, we did our Long Beach show, which is 76 years old. We did that January 25th to the 28th. And now we go to our Del Mar show in San Diego, and it's celebrating its 46th birthday.
Wow.
And we start there February 15th to the 18th. And then we move on to our boat show, which is the show that has the most variety of boats. And that's at the Fairplex of Pomona, March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
God, that's amazing that you've had this running for so long. You only missed a couple years. Those must have been difficult years to watch, to see that, you know, after that long history. So now we're back. We're back in force, and you've got a lot of people coming out. God, that's amazing. You know, you were on the show before. We talked a lot about, you know, the history, but give me a real little recap on how these shows came about and, you know, how difficult it's been to have such a tremendous show. But give me a little recap of the shows, and, you know, it started out with your father. So I want to hear just a short version of that.
Okay, well, my father was 4F, couldn't fight in the Second World War, but he taught theory of flight and navigation to the Army Air Corps. They let him go at the end of 44. He came back to Los Angeles, went to work for Crown Management Incorporated, where they did ushers, ticket sellers, and gatemen for all the sporting events in town. But my dad grew up in Florida. He was a waterman. He'd run along the beach and knock pompano on, put him in a thing. He'd catch fish with a can and a string. He'd dive for lobster. He'd hunt in the Everglades. So he said, he went to his boss and said, "We should do a sportsman show." And his boss, who ended up being my godfather, went, "What the hell is a sportsman show?" So then they started in 1946, 2 years at Gilmore Stadium, moved over to the Pan Pacific Auditorium, where that's where they got known. From there, they moved to the Great Western Exhibit Center, 1 year at the L.A. Sports Arena, and then on here to the Long Beach Convention Center for the last 50 years. So it's been quite a long run. And during that time in San Diego, 46 years ago, we started another show. We were at Golden Hall for 2 years. Then we moved to the Del Mar Fairgrounds. We've been there ever since. So these are pretty much institutions here in Southern California. And now since all this other stuff happened with the pandemic and everything, we've become the de facto boat shows in California. But I have over 100 boats in each of our sports shows. We have a couple hundred in our pure boat show. So it's really a lot of fun.
God, that's amazing. Okay, so the Pomona show coming up. What are those dates again?
Pomona is March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Del Mar is February 15th to the 18th.
Great. That's fantastic. Bart, I'll see you at those shows. Thanks for coming on. And I'm going to take pictures and put them up on my website. And I just wish you all the success. You're keeping boating alive. You know, thanks for joining me again on the Boating Hour with Captain Rick.
Well, thank you, Rick. I really appreciate it. Nice talk to you.
That's fantastic. Well, that's all the time that we have for you today. I hope you enjoyed our show. As always, we're so very fortunate to have such wonderful and exciting guests. And I want to thank our guest today. It's really fantastic to hear from Steve Potter at Santa Monica Windjammers. And, of course, Bart Hall, tremendous legacy that's keeping boating and alive. They're really fantastic shows. You know, and let's not forget the Coasties, protecting our waters, America's lifesavers, and guardians of the sea. We're going to feature the Coast Guard and Space Force, which is the featured branch at the Armed Service Parade this year down in Torrance. Last year was the Coast Guard. They'll have the same presence, and we'll have some Coasties on the show coming up. That's a May event. And, of course, Fleet Week at the Battleship Iowa in Memorial Day. So remember, if you do it right and follow the guidelines and safety precautions, there's no place like being out on the water in the fresh air and sunshine in beautiful, sunny Southern California. Here at the Boating Hour with Captain Rick, we cover everything that sails, motors, and floats from San Diego to Santa Barbara. Thanks for being with us today. Please be sure to join us next week and every Saturday at 4 p.m. on AM 870. Thanks to our sponsor for the show today for a healthy gut, Livia One Probiotics. And today, Raycom donated the radios for the race committee at the Santa Monica Windjammers Yacht Club, the Super Bowl Regatta. So you're going to hear all about Raycom. We're going to have the founder on that show coming up soon. So if your race committee is having a regatta or your club is hosting an event, well, at land or sea, Captain Rick will come out and help. and we'll help your race committee, where your event, two-way radios for you to use. That's right. Communications without drop zones, batteries going dead, and inherent limitations of the VHF radio. With reliable coverage throughout Southern California, you're going to hear all about Raycom in the upcoming shows. So don't forget to visit us on the web at theboatinghour.com. Now on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Rumble, The Boating Hour with Captain Rick. Keep your emails coming. This is Captain Rick saying ahoy. Fair winds to all, and congratulations to all those that participated in the Super Bowl Regatta at the Santa Monica Windjammers Yacht Club. Special thank you to the race committee.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.